obviously not the outcome we wanted. We had our chances. Can't turn the ball over the last three series right there late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. I think we had like three in a row, and to me that's where the game turned and went the other way. Again, I think our guys continue to fight. We got down 14. I think nobody on the sideline blinked. We were able to catch them, and you know, and obviously they went back and scored a field goal, and we tied them right before the half. And again, after halftime, we just got to – I got to solve that riddle after halftime. Obviously, it was the turnovers today. And as I talk to our team, I think that's the key to our season. We can't turn the ball over. Don't turn it over, you got a chance to win in all these games. That's just the way pro football is. So I got to do a better job. And again, I take responsibility for it all. Players got to get better. They know that. And I got to coach them better. But at the same time, I think the guys are trying as hard as they can. It was good to see Cody Parkey go and do a good job, bounce back from last week. So that was improvement. Again, I give kudos to Coach Tabor for that. I think him being there for the week with the rest of his teammates and everybody was good. But at the same time, we got a group of fighters, and I'm not concerned about what's going to happen in our locker room other than I know we're going to go back to work this week and go fight again. I just want to make sure the things that I know that it takes to win, we just got to do it better, you know. And again, that starts with me and getting the rest of the guys to see that, understand that, and do it, and they will. We have such good veteran leadership in our locker room that I think our guys will rally again. And it's my job to lead them and to keep them going and keep them fighting. They will keep fighting, and we'll do that. But I think the wins are around the corner. I really do. I just we've been in the last three ball games for sure, you know, with a chance. And I think we can do it better. And like I said, that starts with me. So it's easy to, you know, lay the fumbles out there. But at the same time, I just got coaching better. I'm sorry. Yeah, he did. Yeah, no. And the lady told me, she goes, they reviewed it up. Yeah, I was going to, you know, obviously can't challenge. The review's upstairs. And she goes, no. She goes, they had already looked upstairs. They confirmed it was a fumble and their ball. I mean, obviously it was a huge play in the game. But, hey, they called it. You know, we can't let the ball out. You know, we just can't turn it over. So it's unfortunate we put, you know, the officials even in that spot. We should be holding on to the ball. That has nothing to do with it. Malcolm practices at that position carrying the ball. Malcolm's a pro football player that gets paid on our football team, and he can carry the ball. He got to do a better job. And, again, as we know, Crow had made a big play right before there. Duke was out, and I didn't want to put a first-time player in that position when we have a guy that's a veteran player. So I put Malcolm in there, and I trust him to get it done, and we didn't get it done. So, again, I'm not going to question that decision. That's part of football, kind of holding the ball. I think they were checking him upstairs, making sure that there wasn't a concussion, you know. So we had our issues that way today, guys in and out, but guys kept coming back and playing.
Speaking of which, there was a play that the officials sent Jamar Taylor to the sideline.
Yeah.
It looked like there was confusion on defense. Was that because he left?
Yeah, I just think sometimes, you know, again, we don't know when they're doing that, you know, and we got to do a better job of seeing. And, again, that's nobody else's fault but mine. I got to make sure I see that. I got to make sure I'm in tune to that. So we can fix that, you know.
Are they supposed to let you know, though? Hey, we're sending this guy.
Yeah, they will. You know, I didn't know, you know. So, obviously, I got to make sure that I'm available, you know, to make sure that they can get to me and get that information.
Austin Ryder seemed to have a good game, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, he did. Right now, you know, he's being checked. I think we'll find out more about it tomorrow. But it doesn't look good at this point. But we'll see where we are tomorrow. Yeah, I thought he did. You know, again, we'll continue to coach guys, and I appreciate Sashi and Andrew for finding us guys like that and putting on our football team. We're going to just keep coaching, keep getting them better, you know, and that's what we got to do.
Even when that happened, you guys on the train go right there. Was the Bailey thing
disciplined? Yeah, now that that game's over, yes, it was, but we move on from here. You know, again, we're going to do things right. You know, I'm trying to lay the right foundation for our organization. And I'm not going to put up with foolishness with any of our players. We're going to do things right, and that's what's important. And so we have a way about how we want to do things, Sashi and myself and Jimmy and Dee, and that's what we're going to do. And people step out of the line, then there's consequences.
Did you consider going with Pryor anymore in a Wildcat or anything?
No, I didn't think that was needed. You know, it had nothing to do with his first opportunity. Just when I watched the defense out there, I thought there was other avenues to exploit what we needed to do. And again, we had our chances. I mean, It had nothing to do with, you know, us being in Wildcat or not, or him at quarterback or anything like that. It really had to do with us holding on to the ball. You know, we got to take care of the football.
Pryor only was targeted three times in the second half. It was just the way the game went. You were running the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it was that. I mean, we got to make sure that we give him his chances too. You know, he does. He's a dynamic playmaker. So, you know, we'll go back and see where, you know, we failed in that situation myself, and see if we can get better there too.
There's no frustration on your part? Your guys standing there holding the ball and they're digging through a pile of
water. Oh, it's frustration, but again, when the official tells you it's already been reviewed and it's their ball, and nothing I can do. You know, I can yell, scream, do whatever. It's not going to change the call.
What changed defensively for you guys after the first two series?
No, it's been the nature of our team a little bit. I think we I don't know if it's anxiety. We start playing, and then things don't go as well, but then we settle down and start doing what we need to do. I'm playing football the way we need to play. And so, again, I know it's in there with our guys. We just got to do it from start to finish, you know, and finish it that way. But, again, I'm not disappointed in our effort. I'm disappointed in the outcome. I'm disappointed for our players and how hard they fight, and they deserve a win. So we got to take care of the ball in order to do that. And next week it'll be something else. That's just the way this goes, and I think we all know that. So we just got to fight every situation to keep getting better. I have said it a long time ago. I think he's one of the better backs in this league. He's playing good, you know, and I still think there's more in there. And he's got a chance to be a very dominant player. But, again, he's got to keep working at it. And I got to find a way where he doesn't get tired, standing next to me, get my oxygen tank, you know, out on the field or something. Because he's playing good, boy. He really is. I'm very proud of him for taking the next step, the next jump in his ability to get better, and he's done that. I think he did some good things. I know that one throw he'd like to have back. You know, we had a chance to stick in there to Terrell, and the ball's a little behind, but that's going to happen. You know, just, again, I can't put him in tough spots. I think he's playing good. You know, he really is. I mean, this guy's a second game in the National Football League under fire, you know, and he's backed up and making plays and getting knocked around and getting back up and having fun with his guys. And so I think he's doing some good things, and we just got to continue to get better, not just him, but everywhere. We got to get better across our football team.
Did you get a chance to talk with Robert Griffin this week at all? Maybe he expressed some frustration about being injured and not being able to play today?
We didn't have those conversations. The only conversation we had is him just supporting his teammates and ready to play. I mean, when he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Thank you.